T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Saturday, Miami and FIU. 3:30 kickoff will be on the air at 11:30 a.m. with a countdown to kickoff, Canes and FIU. Looking forward to that. In 1983, FIU did not have a football team. So Kenny Calhoun and the boys did not have to deal with FIU. You crossed over with Kenny, right?
Oh, it was with Kenny for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. So Kenny Calhoun is joining us right now, and most, I would think, would know that Kenny was the safety involved in deflecting the pass away, the two-point conversion.
How'd it go, Joe?
Deflected away, deflected away. Kenny Calhoun deflected it away.
There you go.
Kenny, that was Sonny's call, but Kenny deflected away, Turner Gill, and he joins us on the show now. And Kenny, good evening. How are you?
I'm well. How you guys doing?
Very good. Thanks for being with us. The reunion's coming up Friday and Saturday. Before we go down memory lane, what are you looking forward to the most at the reunion? When you come back to these reunions, what do you look forward to the most?
It's always the family, you know, the family of players, the UM, the spirit, you know, the talk, the history, the camaraderie, you know, just getting back with the fellas, you know, it's a good time. And the coaches as well.
Kenny, Coach Richt has continued that family atmosphere, and he personally set out to change the way business is done in college football by starting the U Network, which is a program that was started and founded by he and his wife, Catherine, and then, of course, was implemented with Blake James and Rick Rimmert. And everybody is so heavily involved about finding jobs for players after their football career. And you were a big part of that in the beginning. Tell us about that and how it's impacted your life.
Well, it's an epic program. You know, the U Network is something special, and I'm so glad that Coach Rick and Catherine brought it to the University of Miami. You know, I was fortunate to be a part of the first inaugural U Network, which landed me a job with Lenar Holmes. I worked for the sheriff's office for about 29 years, retired, and you know, Coach Rick brought this U Network into Miami, and I decided that, hey, let's give it a shot. It's an opportunity to land a job, a second career, and it's worked out beautifully for me and several other teammates. You know, I'm currently working with Hurley in Orlando division, so it's a great deal for athletes, recruits. You know, it's a big part of helping not only just the athletes that just go to the college and not go to pros, but even the ones that go to pros and they're finished with their professional careers. Then it's an opportunity for them too if they choose to do so, and that's what the University of Miami offers.
When you think about what Coach Rick did and how he personally was involved in it, it had to be somewhat of a surprise. I don't want to say a shock, because anybody that followed Coach Rick in his career knew what kind of man he was. But when you hear somebody's going to start something, you really don't know their level of commitment until it starts to take place. And he is 100% committed to this as much as anything that he's doing in his college as a college coach.
Man, he's so fired up about it. And, you know, what I hear, he used a lot of his resources to get this underway.
He did.
Which speaks volumes for somebody that is caring about the University of Miami and the athletic program. So, man, I just, you know, can't thank him and Catherine enough for the opportunity to come down there and speak with the potential, you know, employers there that he had set up. You know, it's like easy pickings. You know, for me, I could pick that pass off every day, and I did, and it's been beneficial to me and my family.
Pretty good that you talk about Lenar. That's Darren McMurray, another teammate from your 1983 championship team, and he was the one that's probably hired the most guys out of everybody.
Yeah, Darren is a very has a very big part of this, and I think Coach Rick, you know, went to him and said, "Hey, Darren, this is what I wanted to do," and Darren has been that player, that alumni that's been there for all the coaches, and he does whatever he can do just to, you know, benefit the program and all the athletes that come and go from the University of Miami. Darren is I love him, man. He's an awesome person, awesome teammate. And he reminded me something that, you know, as you grow older, you seem to forget. And he said, "Kenny, you was an awesome leader. You were our captain in '85. I was like, "Okay, yeah, I remember that." So, you know, that's the kind of friend he is when he was talking to me about being hired at Lennar. So, you know, Darren's a big-time player.
Kenny Calhoun is our guest. Kenny was Hurricane safety, deflected the ball away, two-point play, Turner Gill rolling to the right side. How often do you relive that play in your mind?
Well, it's quite often. I can't speak to specifics, but, you know, it's a pleasurable memory of days gone by playing football at the University of Miami and what it helped, you know, establish at the University of Miami, you know, being the program that we are, and all the other programs try to emulate, you know, hashtag book bag, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think about it quite often. It's a good memory.
You know, I have dreams that I miss kickoff. I just can't get there. I'm late.
Sometime. First of all, that'll never happen.
Well, it'll never happen. Well, I hope it'll never happen. I have these dreams. Like, I'm running. I can't get there. Do you ever have a nightmare that, damn, I didn't get the finger on the ball? Because you got a good – got a little piece of it, but it was pretty pretty close.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, we practiced that play numerous times, you know, coming up to the game, because we had one of the longest layoffs at that time between, you know, the regular season. And in a bowl game, we had 11 straight games with no bye week that week. So, you know, we practiced it. And, you know, the speed on the field is somewhat different than you practice. So, you know, on the field, I guess I might have intercepted a couple passes, you know, batting them down with a bit more force. But, you know, the game of inches. And when I batted the ball away, you know, I felt the force of the ball hitting my hand. So I know I got enough of it to make a difference.
You know, we can't forget Coach Howard Schnellenberger when it comes to 1983. Yeah. And what did Coach mean to you, Kenny?
Man, Coach is an awesome, awesome, awesome role model for me. You know, he was that individual. Well, you know, it's Coach Schnellenberger time, and everybody knew what the heck that meant. You don't get there at 3 o'clock. Schnellenberger's time is like 10 till 3, and everyone was there. But Coach Schnellenberger, I respected him. He was an awesome coach, man. He was brilliant. You know, he put that offense into place in college football at the right time, ahead of his time, you know, with that pro-style offense. And, you know, I was talking to Reggie Sutton just 2 days ago, and on a whim, he would just switch Reggie Sutton and Eddie Brown. Eddie Brown was a defensive back. Reggie was a receiver. And then one day at practice, he just switched them. And Reggie became a DB, and Eddie became the number one draft pick for the Cincinnati Bengals. So that is so huge, you know, for a coach to just be able to have that kind of intelligence and make those decisions to benefit the program and those two individuals.
Reggie Sutton, I remember watching him play high school quarterback, Killian
High.
Yeah. Right, Killian High. Yeah, sure. You had, let's see, Rodney Bellinger back there with you, Eddie Williams.
Yes, sir.
Who am I missing? Who was down in the other corner?
No, you got him. That's it. It's Rodney Bellinger, you mentioned.
Yeah.
And Reggie.
Oh, yeah, and Reggie. Yeah, corner, Reggie, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You had Brophy anchoring the middle. Your boy Fitzy was in there.
My boy Fitzpatrick, oh, yeah. Danny Brown at one end, Cole Brand at the other end, and
Dallas Chandler.
Big Dallas. And I'll tell you, what do you – if you had to tell somebody a description of Coach Schnellenberger – that maybe no one would know. I mean, how would you describe him to somebody? Your impression of him, or what did he leave you with?
Well, you know, that specific year, Don, he was brilliant because he kind of purposely held us under the radar and said, hey, let me do all the talking about the team and let me just lead us into where we need to be. He didn't want to hype us up. You know, he just wanted us to slide into position to be able to possibly win a championship. And, you know, the plan worked. You know, everything he said, it came to pass. So he was a mastermind of just working the NCAA and the media to put us in that position under the radar as a Cinderella team. Perfect.
Before we let you go, going into that game, the Nebraska game, they had one of the most high-powered offenses of all time with Turner Gill and the offensive line that they had. And Coach Olivadotti's putting the plan together for you guys. How confident were you that you could slow them down?
We had all the confidence I think a team could have. You know, we were the number three ranked defense, you know, passing wise, number five overall. And I don't think many – I think maybe just Nebraska might have gotten a back over 100 yards on us the whole season. So we were confident defensively speaking and offenses as well because, you know, our pass attack, Nebraska hadn't seen that in the conference that it played in. And we had, you know, Glenn Dennison just killing them down the middle, two touchdowns. Stanley was like an awesome possession receiver, and we got Eddie Brown. And we had – you know, Bernie and Albert and Keith and, you know, just, man, everything that they don't know about, we had. And those weapons proved to be, you know, all we needed to win. You know, Nebraska was awesome. I mean, I couldn't sleep after the game because I was so banged up. You know, they were a huge, fast, powerful team. But, you know, we just held our own.
Yep. Well, I think Mike Rozier was the Heisman Trophy winner that year. Knocked him out of the game. That other guy came in, Jeff Smith. But at any rate, first national championship for this town. That was just one of the greatest nights of all time in this town. The 83 team will be celebrated on Saturday at the game. Kenny, you've been a great guest. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you this weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.